I was recently on a video Zoom call with one of the members of the Soft Tissue Revolution, and she asked a straight up question. Why are you giving all this information away for free? What is your goal with the Soft Tissue Revolution? And do you actually sell some type of product or service? Because it's hard to believe in this day and age that anyone would give anything away for free without some type of strings attached. On this episode, I dive into that question and help shed some light on what I'm really trying to accomplish and give some context to the movement I am creating, the changes I want to make, and how I am going about getting it done. Enjoy the show. I'm Dr. Matt Maggio, and this is the Soft Tissue Revolution, where our mission is to solve the pain pill epidemic by giving people who are injured and in pain access to results-driven soft tissue treatment, clearly the safest and most effective method there is. We will do this by guiding self-employed massage therapists on how to significantly transform their client assessments, skill sets, outcomes, and business so they can give people in pain the treatment and results they deserve. We know we are successful when self-employed massage therapists get the business and life they deserve so they can show up better and deliver world-class soft tissue treatment to keep people away from the horrible path of pain pills, injections, and surgery. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. It's a Q&A episode. If you listened to the last couple ones, I had a motivation one in there, and then I had one to really call out some people that are shaming people, and that one got a lot of downloads, so I appreciate everyone sharing that and reaching out for that message. So getting right into our Q&A, the real question I got, I said in the intro, I got a question from someone I was on a Zoom call with in the Soft Tissue Revolution. And they just straight up asked, the real question I got was, what does your wife think about you giving away so much of your time and energy to this project? You have to be working on something to sell eventually, or do you actually have a program already? It was a great question, and it intrigued me when they asked, because my wife is completely on board. We actually met in training over the years, and she has actually been the person that has developed the inflammation side of my treatment process. So not only are we trying to make chronic neck and shoulder pain injuries obsolete, we're also reducing inflammation. So she's the inflammation expert on that as well. Shameless plug here, check her out at Dr. Danny Homer. And her program is called the 42-Day Inflammation Reset. So in all honesty and all transparency, I do have a program, but I'm also very busy managing a very busy clinic. I said very and busy several times, and training my own massage therapist in the clinic in my system that I call the Peak Method. And you've heard him on a few of the podcasts. He shares some videos in the Soft Tissue Revolution. His name's Steve Singleton. He's been working with me for about 10 months now in learning the Peak Method. So I want to go more into about the Peak Method and how I developed it, what it is, and how it works. So I really created the Soft Tissue Revolution for three reasons. Number one is to help solve the pain pill epidemic, as it took my dad at the age of 58 after a pain pill overdose and seven surgeries that he didn't need. I've talked about this before on past podcasts, how the orthopedic surgeons and the medical model killed my dad. It's very early, and I think our first five episodes, if you want to listen to that. It also took the life of my stepbrother at 27 years old. He died on the floor in front of everybody. And it's really ravaged our country. And I realized that something had to change. And I wasn't going to get by just having my one clinic. I needed to expand and teach and share my methods. And what I saw out there was every technique guru or self-proclaimed master or whatever the fuck they want to call themselves knows jack shit about marketing and selling. Yet they continue to just tell you, if you just keep investing in training, you'll be successful. I started realizing that, and I started learning about the laws of diminished gains. You know, outside of my chiropractic education, which I've shared openly, really didn't prepare me for much of anything in the real world except for anatomy and physiology, which was amazing. As far as actually figuring out what's wrong with someone and fixing their problem, I had to do this after school. Imagine, I give this analogy all the time. Imagine going to school to be an electrician. You get done with school and you don't know how to wire a house. That's how I felt with my chiropractic degree, which is why I don't do adjustments, why I only focus on soft tissue treatment, and I've invested a lot into that as well. But the law of diminished gains. So I've taken every training seminar you can imagine. I've invested well over $150,000 in extra training. I've done active release technique, every course you can think of. I've done instrument training. I've done everything. I've done a lot of extra training on top of that. And what I realized that was I was getting really good, but they kept saying, you know, you got to keep coming back. You got to keep coming back. If you can learn just a little bit more, you're going to come back. And I've talked about this idea of the law of diminished gains. You know, the first 90% is really good and the last 10% is really hard, but we chase that. We chase that last 10%. It's like, shit, if you're 90% better than anyone else out there, you're pretty fucking good and you're in a good place. So that's when I realized that, hey, these technique and treatment methods and things like this, what they're doing is they make money when you come to seminars and you invest in that. So of course they're going to tell you that you keep needing to come back. Then I also went the other route. So there are, since the technique gurus and all these treatment methods out there don't know how to market for shit, I'm like, well, I got to figure out how to market. And you start reaching out to agencies. I've done SEO stuff. I've done Facebook ad marketing. I've done everything across the board. I've spent probably well over $100,000 on that as well. And the problem with all these agencies and these gurus out there is all these marketing agencies really know nothing about our product. And they really just give you a cookie cutter approach. They sell you a bunch of false promises and never truly deliver. But you know what? It's not their fault. They just don't understand the product. And you should never ever outsource your marketing, because it is the lifeblood of your business. So I saw a big hole in the market where there was two sides of it. One side was the technique and everything like that, and invest all your money in training and technique. If you build it, they will come. And the other side was, hey, we can market and guarantee to get you all these clients and all these patients in, and all you got to do is pay us a retainer and stuff like that. The problem is neither one of them were getting into the five core functions of business. I've talked about this before. Go back on a past podcast and listen to that, talking about the five core functions of business. And the thing is, when it comes to marketing and it comes to sales, you have to learn how to do that stuff yourself. And what I realized is I'd learned so much in my technique and my treatment systems that I was able to really divulge it down, or kind of almost water it down to make it more obtainable and help. You know, I learned the entire body, but what I've realized over these years is that you need to specialize, and so many people don't want to specialize, and it causes bigger problems down the road. So I've really been full in on just training people on how to treat neck and shoulder problems, and it really helps to narrow in the niche, and it's been great for Steve and his training as well. So I started off working with other, when I started this journey, I started it back in 2018, and I wasn't quite sure who I wanted to work with. I started off working with other soft tissue doctors, and I instituted my system and my program in their offices, and they had really good success. But the problem I ran into with them is that they were unwilling to really put the work in. They felt like they were entitled because they have the doctor in front of their name, and they were really unwilling to go all in on the system. It doesn't work if you do it half-assed. They just kind of wanted to dabble in it, and they got results with it, but you have to commit to the system fully. And that's what I realized, is that I don't want to work with doctors because they have egos that are too big. They think that just because they're a doctor, that's where they are. I'm a doctor myself, but I ain't walking around with ego acting like I'm better than anyone else. I put my shoes on the same way as everybody else does. And I realized that I wanted to work with people that truly want to make a difference and want to make a change. And that's why I picked massage therapists. So I actually do have a program and a system, which is different from anything else out there. In our program called the Soft Tissue Revolution, we actually teach people how to do everything for themselves and learn real and practical skills in training that they can use forever. Most marketing groups and agencies want you to be dependent on them forever, and you never truly learn how to do it for yourself. And then you're exposed. And all the technique gurus out there, all they want you to do is keep coming back and getting your money. Our program is on a different level. Not only do we teach massage therapists how to evaluate and treat better, we teach them how to market effectively, charge a premium price as you switch from a service provider to a solutions provider, how to keep people coming back and invest in their health so you can double your income and cut your treatment times in half, all while maintaining the highest level of ethics and integrity, with the added bonus of actually solving people's pain and injuries. So I do have a program. I do run people through my program. But here's the thing about my program is I'm not marketing it to people in the soft tissue revolution. Technically, I'm doing that right now as we go. But my program is by application only. And we only work with a fixed number of people. Essentially, we turn down more than we take. So if you are interested and you want to learn more, then just send us an email directly to doctor, that's dr.matt.maggio at thepeakmethod.com with the subject line, learn more about the soft tissue revolution. So I've been building this program for 9 years and it's been ups and downs and I've learned a lot and I've learned that I've been able to be the best when I invest and I learn the material myself. I get the information because if I can learn it and teach it to other people, you're going to be able to do amazing. They talk about that old, I don't know what it is, a mantra or story, you know, fish for a man. I don't even say it right. Fish for a man, he can eat for a day, but teach a man to fish and he can eat forever. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I'm doing with my program is I'm teaching people how to actually take control back of their business and get the practice in the life and the business they deserve so they can show up better, so they can help me along my journey to solve the pain pill epidemic by getting people care in front of the people that they truly need. I got a little stumbly here at the end there, but it's truly my passion is I know soft tissue practitioners are going to change the world, but they have to figure out how to do everything better. They need better evaluations. They need better treatment methods. They need everything across the board. And that's what I'm here to help with. And if you need help, send me a message or join the Facebook group because that's where I'm sharing a lot of my information. And I appreciate you guys so much. We're getting more and more downloads from all over the world. And people are reaching out. The podcast is getting there. We're starting this revolution and we're going to change the world together. So I will see you guys on the next one. Bye. If you found this podcast valuable, I hope you will leave us a 5-star review or share it with others you know it could help. If you want more content like this, please consider joining our Facebook group, The Soft Tissue Practice Revolution, by clicking the link in the show description. Lastly, if you want more like this on a regular basis, then just click the subscribe button.